Good morning and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm really sorry. It's like I've just been told off by Mrs. Gillett and Mrs. Eve. Now, Mrs. Eve likes to listen to me when she's in the bath on a Monday night and I've thrown her out. She doesn't know what day of the week it is now. So I can only apologise. It's Tuesday. It's nice and early. I'm here, just gone 7:38 and the podcast is with you. Can I first of all say, you lot have been absolutely incredible. I put out that pod extra last week about the goats, and wow, has the community stood up and said, do you know what, Mr. Patterson, let's make this happen. The goats fund me. I've got to say, Mrs. Kenny has been absolutely incredible organising this for us. She texts me, she goes, do you think you could do a GoFundMe? I said, as a school, I don't believe we can, but as parents, anybody can set this up. So she's called it a goat fund me. If you haven't seen already, there's been 60 donations on there. It's amazing. £1,030 raised. I also said, are there any generous companies out there who would like to fund the goats? And you have come forward, and I can only thank everybody. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a proper advertisement for you next week. So let me get that sorted and I can give you some proper advert time. But I just want to say thank you. They are going to be phenomenal. So here's what's happening now, so you're up to date. Now, poor Mr. Benson, he says, it's nothing too much of an issue for him, is it? He goes to me, don't you worry, won't take me long. So he's out there in the cold, in the wet. He looked thoroughly miserable yesterday. He goes, I'm only halfway through. He's having to dig out a massive trench for the foundations for the stable. So him and Mrs. McGowan spent about a week doing this. They're 3/4 of the way through. Now, if they're out there today, that's his dedication in that rain. It's disgusting, isn't it? So they're digging out the foundations. They've got to build a base because on Friday, the 29th of November, so a week on Friday, the stable gets delivered and built. So it's delivered and built on Friday the 29th. That's the first exciting thing that's going to happen. The second exciting thing that's going to happen is actually we're going to get our goats, the 4 goats, on the week beginning the 9th of December. Week beginning the 9th of December, we're going to be getting those goats. That'll give us enough time to get the gates in place, the fences in place, week beginning the 9th of December. I mean, it's so exciting. We are really, really excited here. And I know you guys obviously at home are, and the children are. It's just going to be phenomenal. And I think it's just sort of the direction we want to be taking our school, isn't it? You know, it's great having animals and being children having that access to animals. It's just phenomenal, and it makes such a difference to our school environment. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you to you all. You have been absolutely incredible, and I don't want to be accused of being cheesy, but it does, it makes, gives you that warm feeling inside. We've got such a cracking community here. Thank you once again. I've not done this myself. Photos, my daughter, she's in year 6, she goes, oh, you're gonna buy my last ever photo, aren't you? I thought, oh, do I have to? Do you know what I do? I don't tell anybody I've said told you this. I take a photo of the proof. I just keep that. I think, oh, do I have to spend another tenner on a photo which is just going to gather dust in an album somewhere? Anyway, call me miserable and tight maybe. So 27th of November is the cutoff date for photo orders to be placed for free postage back to school. So 27th of November. Vaccinations are being done this Thursday. That's the flu vaccinations. Don't forget, we've got our open day and evening this Wednesday. So we've got one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we've got one in the evening at 6 o'clock as well. Please invite, you know, if you know people who are going to be sending their children to school in the next year or two, come and have a look around, come and say hello to us and see what's going on. I always feel like I'm on the ask constantly, but if I'm not asking, we're not moving forward and we're not improving things. So are we on the lookout for a parent governor? If you think you could bring something to the school, you could contribute in terms of a bit of time. So let me explain how it works. The governors meet 6 times a year, and that is spread out across the year. We meet in the evenings. It's ordinarily a Wednesday evening from about 5:15 till 7:30. And the whole idea of being a governor is supporting me, asking me questions, and helping me move this school forward and drive this school forward, you know, and for us to become the very best versions of ourselves. That's ultimately what we all want. So it requires that, and then it requires you to come in 3 times a year for an hour or two and just do some monitoring. So everybody comes with a great range of skills in our governing bodies. We've got people with health and safety skills, safeguarding skills, finance skills, SEN skills. If you come with a certain skill set, shout at me, say, Mr. Patterson, that I can give up six evenings a year, and I can give up three days or three mornings or something like that. I'd really, really appreciate it, because governors are the lifeblood of a school. It's a voluntary position. Now, lots of companies do give volunteer days back, especially for things like governance, because it's a crucial role in a school. Without governors, actually, a school can't really operate, because you need that governance structure to hold me to account. So if you think you've got the time to give to being a parent governor, could you just give me a little email, headteacher@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk, and I will be in contact with you. Actually, I'll put Martin Avery, our chair of governors. He was a parent. He's just left, and he's now our chair. And he's been in your position. I remember when he first started, he's like a young boy, shorts and socks, flat cap. He was like that, and now he's a fully fledged governor and chair. So if you think that tickles your fancy and you've got some time to give back, and it's giving back to that community again, please, please, please give me a shout. Christmas is well on the way, isn't it? Now, put your hands up if you put your Christmas decks up, because it's too early. Too early. I was brought up. Now, people of a certain vintage will remember the poll winner's party. Do you ever remember that? On a Sunday on BBC, they used to have the poll winner's party where a pop act, didn't they? Used to get awards and whatever else. And that used to be the signal for putting the Christmas tree up. And my dad would get up in the loft, the dusty tinsel would come down, and it was always the first weekend in December, or the weekend closest to the 1st of December. That's when the decks go up. So I've maintained that that tradition in my house, apart from Mrs. Patterson. She comes back last Thursday from Argos. She's only bought, right, one of these 3-foot blue Christmas trees to put in my daughter's bedroom. Yeah, honestly, she's put it in the bedroom. It's already decorated, and I feel, I'm not quite sure how I feel about it, but my daughter Ida was also asking last night whether she could watch a Christmas film, and that's a no as well. But call me a humbug, but I tell you what, from the 1st to 2nd of December in this school, we're going all out for Christmas. Lots of stuff going on. I shared the flyer with you last week. The only thing to add to that is our Christmas fair. Now, the Christmas fair is run by our amazing PTFA. Again, all volunteers giving up their own time to try and raise money for our school. And they want to do that on the 20th. So as I said to you, on the last day of term, we've got open classroom at 2:00. Come in, have a look at the work. The Christmas fair starts at 2:30 in the hall. Now, if you've got to go to the infants are doing their open class event at 2:30, and then you can come straight back over to the Christmas fair afterwards. So it's going to be absolutely superb. 20th of December, 2:30 onwards, our Christmas fair here in school. Have a great rest of your week. Keep warm. Please send the children with coats and wellies would be great as well. And I will be back next Monday. I promise, Mrs. Eve, Mrs. Gillett. I don't want to sort of ruin your weeks anymore. See you soon.